In this masterclass, we're going to give you 10 projects to complete. Get through them and you'll have a good understanding of HTML and CSS, what they are and how to use them to create, markup and style web pages. If you right-click on any web page, you'll see among the options presented, View Source or View Page Source. Select this option and a box will open up with a load of code in it. That's the code behind the page you're viewing, all the hidden instructions for how the page should look. If you scan through the code, you'll probably see some mentions of HTML, which stands for Hypertext Markup Language, and also CSS, which stands for Cascading Style Sheets. We don't focus on such code much in MMJ for one good reason. Most journalists never need to know it. If you've spent some time on MMJ, particularly the chapters on building websites and newsletters, and on the masterclasses, such as building hyperlocal sites, mobile sites and smartphone apps, you'll have seen that these days you can do almost everything you want to create all sorts of websites, apps and other stuff without knowing anything about code. But for some journalism jobs, knowing HTML and CSS is useful. Particularly now that the more skills you have, the more valuable you are to employers who are looking to save money and cut posts wherever they can. It's as well to know at the very least what HTML is, what it does, and the basics of how to use it. And the same goes for CSS, which is what you use to style your HTML files. So the aim of this masterclass is to introduce you to the basics in a series of 10 projects that will help you build your ability to put HTML and CSS into practice. So this is a beginner's guide, and as such it fits into the basic level of study at MMJ, the one called Getting Started in the book and the companion website. It won't teach you everything about coding, not by any means, but it will give you a good basic understanding and ability to use it. And it is a subject that we'll be returning to in future masterclasses to enable you to build on what hopefully you've learned here.